This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has vowed to increase production of the country's nuclear warheads exponentially. State media reported Sunday that Kim called for drastically boosting the country's military power to protect its national interest as the U.S. and its allies apply more military pressure on North Korea. The official Korean Central News Agency cited Kim as saying North Korea compelled to boost the production of nuclear warheads to mass-produce tactical nuclear weapons. It said Kim also has ordered the manufacturing of a new type of intercontinental ballistic missile with a swift retaliatory attack capability. He also reportedly said North Korea will launch its first military spy satellite in the near future. Cardinal Timothy Dolan, the Archbishop of New York, is remembering Pope Benedict as a wise and holy man who spoke the truth with love. We get more from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Bells at St. Patrick's Cathedral tolled 95 times for Pope Benedict before a special mass.
Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord.
And Cardinal Dolan tells the AP.
My memories of him are radiant.
New York's Archbishop was appointed by Benedict.
I was always impressed the way he intently listened.
The Cardinal also says Benedict's resignation is part of his legacy, but it should not become protocol.
I hope we don't have to go through it again. Because it's not the way things should be done. However, the major legacy of his astounding resignation was that it worked. It worked. And he, because of his humility and simplicity.
Julie Walker, New York.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. 10 months into the war, there is overwhelming evidence to show that Russia has disregarded international laws on the treatment of civilians and conduct on the battlefield. Details from AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
Ukraine is investigating over 58,000 potential Russian war crimes, ranging from killings to sexual assaults. Karim Khan, the chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court in The Hague, told the AP that Ukraine is a crime scene. While there is a staggering amount of evidence, most of those responsible are unlikely to be arrested anytime soon. Ukrainian authorities face serious challenges in gathering airtight evidence in a war zone, and the vast majority of alleged war criminals have evaded capture and are safely behind Russian lines. I'm Karen Chamas.
This Sunday, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva will assume Brazil's presidency. Details from VOA's Diane Roberts.
Thousands of supporters were arriving in Brasilia, Brazil's capital, for Lula's historic third inauguration, flooding the ministry's esplanade with red shirts, hats, and Lula flags. The location where the inauguration and its festivities will take part has been heavily secured and fenced. Lula faces a long list of hurdles, from healing a deeply divided country to battling poverty and hunger, all with severe budget constraints. Deb Haaland, Secretary of the U.S. Department of the Interior, will lead the U.S. delegation to the inauguration. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
A suspect arrested in connection with slayings of four University of Idaho students plans to waive his extradition hearing so he can be quickly brought to Idaho to face murder charges. That is according to his defense attorney. Authorities in eastern Pennsylvania arrested Brian Christopher Koberger, a 28-year-old Ph.D. student at Washington State University, Friday. Koberger defense attorney Jason Labar said Saturday that Koberger is eager to be exonerated and said people should wait to pass judgment until after a fair trial. Taxes will be falling and wages rising as new laws take effect Sunday in numerous U.S. states. The new year will bring higher minimum wages in 23 states. More than a dozen states will enact tax cuts. The January list of new laws also includes several affecting personal liberties. Alabama will become the 25th state to allow concealed handguns without a permit. And the state of California police will no longer be able to stop pedestrians from or for jaywalking unless they are in immediate danger of being hit by a vehicle. More at VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.